This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to discuss a little bit of the current feed outlook as we head into the fall season on dairy farms. And it's a real mixed bag, Bill, when we look at where our feed outlook is going to be at, because it's kind of a weather market at this point, which means dry spots are actually, in some cases, getting worse. The good spots, and central Illinois certainly sits in that, we probably need about 1 inch of rain each week to really make the crop at this point. We also got to be aware, besides the dry areas, we also have a lot of areas here in the eastern Corn Belt that are drowned out, meaning water was standing and those crops have died as well. And we know 10 to 12 million acres of soybeans are on the cutting edge in this drought area. So the next month is going to be a big factor in setting this. Another factor is China. The purchases of soybeans have slowed down a bit. So the question is, how many more soybeans are they going to purchase from the U.S. dairy farmers and U.S. farmers? And then Brazil is probably not going to compete very much with the U.S. because of dry conditions and an early frost in some parts of Brazil. They may not be very competitive in the world market. Land prices continue to skyrocket here in the Midwest. Iowa, for example, up 7.5% land value in the last 6 months, and that's true of a number of the other areas here in the Midwest area as well. Currently, corn prices, typically about $5.56 a bushel, and that varies, again, depending on moisture and rain conditions. Soybeans, $13.36 a bushel. And then, of course, soybean meal is down now to $3.56, which, again, begs the question, should farmers consider locking some of that in? More about that in just a minute. So let's, now that we've given you kind of facts and figures, let's talk about some strategies that U.S. dairy farmers should be considering. Obviously, forage quality is king. Anything you can do to improve forage quality, be it corn-side, grass, legumes, small grain forages, that's going to be a winner because that's going to lower feed costs. Feed costs typically were around 10 or 11 cents per pound of dry matter, Bill. Now we're looking at 12 or 13%, or cents per pound of dry matter. That's about a 20% increase in feed costs. That really puts a squeeze on profit margins. Watch the harvest yield, and we'll be hearing a lot more of that coming out in the next month or so when USDA releases some of the early yields, and of course combines start working in the fields on the corn and soybeans themselves. Of course, the other challenge is byproduct feeds, and normally they are fairly competitive, but some are not. And so if you're depending on byproduct feeds, be eyes wide open. Right now in the Midwest, corn gluten feed, hominy and corn distillers grains are really good buys. 4 or 5 months ago, soybean hulls were a good price. Not today. So was wheat and it's not a good price either at this point. So certainly products will vary depending on where you're living and where it's being produced as well. So our take-home messages with Outlook here is that profits are going to be really squeezed. Concerned because milk prices remain stubbornly flat and in some cases dropping just a little bit. The old thumb rule, Bill, was that high grain prices meant high milk prices. That's not going to happen the way it looks like this fall as we go into the marketing year. So be ready to pull the trigger if we see some favorable prices or if you suspect some of these crops are going to change prices dramatically in the next couple of months. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Because of the rising cost of feed compared to the prices for milk, the USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program has paid producers for 7 straight months now.
Yeah, and it's likely to continue.
Uh-oh, USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jeganowski says in general, milk and dairy product prices have not come up to previous expectations.
What we've been observing lately is just relatively weak demand for dairy products, high stocks, especially of butter, but cheese as well. So that's hanging over the market.
So Mark and his team have reduced their price forecasts for dairy. Now for this year, they've cut their forecast for the all milk price by 35 cents a hundredweight to $17.95. Now for 2022, originally USDA had milk prices going a bit higher than $17.95, but not anymore.
We're forecasting $17.85 per hundredweight.
Lost another dime there. Yet next year's milk production expected to top this year by 3 billion pounds, or a bit over 1%. But feed prices could go up by 20 to 30%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For archive programs, head to DairyRadio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.